Hey, you're still here. No, it's fine. Actually, I was kind of worried that you left without saying goodbye. Would you join me for a drink? Great. Dad used to show off a bottle of whiskey all the time. Apparently, it's worth a lot. He said that I could have it if I promised that I wouldn't drink to him after his funeral. I don't really like whiskey. I'm not a big drinker at all, actually. But I made a promise. I'm just gonna have one drink and then keep the bottle on the shelf. To remind me of him or whatever. But you should have a drink too. You guys were friends for so long. He would have wanted that. You went to the same school as my dad, right? I can't even imagine what would it be like to be friends with somebody for that long. You guys were friends for almost twice as long as I've been alive. That's crazy. I believe he's gone. Doesn't seem real yet. Here you go. Yeah? To Dad? Go. That's strong. Oh. Your speech today was really touching, you know? It was so comforting. In a way, seeing all these people come to pay their respects to my dad, it was also kind of weird. All those people. They didn't know him like I knew him. I wondered if they would come to the funeral if they knew. I'm gonna need another drink. Oh. I'm really glad it's just the two of us. There's something I need to get off my chest. Oh shit. No one knows about this. Not even Mum, okay? I know that everyone thinks that my dad is this amazing guy, right? And everybody's been saying it to me all day. He's the perfect man. Hardworking, loyal, good father. The whole package. You should have seen what he was like at home. I mean, the times he was at home, anyway. He really wasn't around all that much. And I don't remember a night when he didn't come home drunk. And the times that he didn't come home drunk, he was already at home getting drunk. He cheated on Mum so many times with girls from work, with prostitutes. He'd go on business trips for weeks and Mum would cry herself to sleep, knowing in the back of her mind that he was probably fucking some girl at that moment. You know, he still loved her. Even with all the bullshit he put her through, he really did love her. Mum left him when I was 14. And that's about the time it started. About 2 weeks after Mum left, he staggered through the door. Blind drunk, as usual. But I could tell he'd been crying. I was watching TV, doing my homework, and he sat next to me and he started kissing my neck. On my face while saying Mum's name. No. I remember it so vividly. Oh, you reeked of whiskey. And his stubble was so rough on my cheek. I yelled at him to get off, and I ran straight into my room and locked the door. For 20 minutes, I just watched that door, wondering if he was going to try and come in and, I don't know, rape me, I guess. A few hours later, I opened the door really quietly, and I had saw that he'd passed out on the couch. The next day when he dropped me off at school, he didn't say anything. He probably didn't even remember. Well, we never spoke about it. Nothing happened for a few more weeks, and I didn't tell anybody. It was probably an accident, right? But a couple of months later, something else happened. It was midnight, and my dad wasn't home yet. So I just went to bed, and I woke up, and I heard somebody opening my bedroom door. I was freaking out. I didn't even know if it was my dad or not. I was freaking out, but for some reason, I just couldn't move or talk. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't. It was like I was frozen. I heard somebody tiptoeing through my room, like they didn't want to wake me up. And before he got too close, the smell of whiskey hit me. And it relaxed me a little bit. Because I knew it was my dad and not some sick rapist or whatever. It was pitch black and I couldn't see anything, but I remember his whiskers catching my cheek as he kissed my face and neck again. I remember breathing in his thick whiskey breath. And he slipped his hands underneath the blankets. And he started touching me all over my body. Oh, I don't know why I didn't say anything. I was scared shitless, but... Oh, God. I liked it. I was scared that I liked it. And he put his hand inside my pajama pants. And, oh, he started rubbing his finger up and down my slit. So gentle, and it was weird that he was so drunk, yet his finger was rubbing on my pussy and clit so gently, so carefully. It was strange. You must have known I was awake, because I was breathing so heavily, and he didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything either, and he rubbed me for a little while, and he put his finger inside me. Oh, I felt so dirty. So fucking dirty. And then it started to hurt. Because I'd never had anyone touch me down there before that. Then I finally summoned up the courage to say something. I said, "Dad. Dad, I'm not Mum." He stopped straight away. And then he walked out of the room and closed the door without a word. And I wondered if he knew what he was doing or not. Because after he left, when I was thinking about what the hell just happened, I started rubbing myself, just the way he had done it. I rubbed the wetness on my virgin pussy into my clit. And I had my first orgasm. While I was thinking about Dad. So do you need another drink after hearing that? I think so. It's hard to believe, yeah? No, it's okay. I'm okay, really, it's fine. Oh, we've known each other for a long time now, right? You were friends with my dad before I was born. And I know this might seem a little bit weird, because you've known me since I was a little girl, but... I used to have the biggest crush on you when I was a teenager. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it awkward, but... now that Dad's gone. I suppose there's no reason not to tell you. You were fucking hot back then. I mean, you still are, but there was something about the age difference that turned me on so fucking much. Something about a man the same age as my dad. Remember that time when you and Dad were talking on the couch and I came and squeezed between the two of you? You said it was cute. What I really wanted to do was sit on your lap. Sit on your lap and grind myself against you until I could feel the bulge straining against me. Rubbing myself all over that throbbing, aching hardness beneath your jeans while you ran your hands up my 15-year-old body. Yeah, that's how old I was. It doesn't seem that long ago, does it? You could have had me back then. I mean, you totally could have fucked your best friend's 15-year-old daughter if you made a move. But, of course, that would have been a little bit inappropriate. And it's probably not the right time to be talking about it anyway. I'm sure you don't want to disrespect him. Today, of all days. I'm sorry. Could I get a hug, though? Yeah, I really need one. No, don't stop holding me. It feels so nice. You won't disappear, will you? Just because Dad's gone. We could be friends anyway, couldn't we? It's not that strange for an older man to be friends with a much younger woman, is it? This for so long. Do you know how many times I masturbated thinking about you while I was just a little girl? I lost count. Oh my god. Get your fucking cock out. Don't worry. Don't worry about taking your clothes off. Just get it out, okay? No. Don't you know how fucking wet I've been getting just by talking to you? It'll slide right in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Get it out. Oh my God. Oh, I should have done this such a long time ago. Oh my God. You have such a nice cock. Very nice cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, feel this. Feel what I am. Yeah. Oh, you want me as well, don't you? You've been wanting me since I was a teenager, haven't you? when I used to walk around in those tiny little shorts. You don't think it was on purpose? I've always wanted the attention of older men. Even my daddy. Oh, yeah, rub my clit. Oh, your fingers feel so rough against my clit. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, are you gonna put it in? Put it in, please. Come on. Come on, put it in right now. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, oh, oh shit. Oh, fuck yes. Yeah? Oh. Oh, fuck. You wanted this a long time, haven't you? Oh, I can tell. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yes, yes, yes. Oh, come on, that's it. You're gonna pull me hard? You're gonna pull me hard? Oh, oh my god, you fucking animal. Oh, shit, yeah. Oh. Oh. Do you think this is what my dad would have wanted? Mm-hmm. Fuck. Oh, you're gonna give it to me harder? Harder? Yeah? Oh. Oh, admit it. Admit it. Those stories turned you on, didn't they? Didn't they? Oh, you dirty old man. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh. I didn't tell you the best one. No, 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 I didn't. Oh, it was the night before my 16th birthday. Oh, yes, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop fucking me. No, let me tell you. Oh, my dad had just passed out. My dad had just passed out on the couch downstairs. Oh, and then I unzipped his pants. And I pulled out his cock. Oh, and I sucked it. Oh, oh shit. Oh, you like that, huh? Oh, it didn't get hard straight away, so I just kept on sucking it for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and then when it got hard, oh, he started moaning in his sleep. Oh, yeah, and then he woke up. Oh, and then he woke up, and his own daughter was sucking his cock. Oh, 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 the noise he made. Oh, fuck. Oh, he grabbed me. He grabbed me and threw me on the sofa. Oh, he was rough. Oh, at first I thought he was angry with me. But then he bent me over. Oh, and he rammed his cock straight into me. Oh, hard. Over and over. Oh, he grabbed me by the waist and he pounded with me with everything that he had. Oh, he was fucking me as hard as he could. Oh, I was screaming. Oh, he was so rough. Oh, it's like he was fucking possessed or something. I couldn't have stopped him even if I wanted to. Oh, I came on his cock. Oh, over and over and over. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Oh, make me a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, make me a little fucking bit. Oh, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck you, little bitch. Oh, shit, fuck. Oh, say it. Say it. Oh, call me a fucking bitch. Say it. Oh, my God. Oh, show me what you do to your little bitches. Come on, show me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, oh, fuck. Pull my hair, please. Pull my hair. Oh, yeah. Yeah, daddy. Oh, yeah. filthy fucking worth it though. Oh, yes. Yeah, put me. Oh, fuck that little gun. Oh, fuck it. Oh, you like the hole that I am, daddy. Put me rough. Yes, Jesus. Oh, put me as rough as you like. I'm yours. I'm your little bitch. Oh, oh, fuck yes. Oh, you're gonna come, daddy. You're gonna come. Oh my god. I'm so close. I'm gonna come. Oh, Philip, your little girl's cunt. Oh, Philip, your little girl's cunt. Good little man. Oh, I'm gonna come on you. Oh, I'm gonna come on you, daddy. Fill me up. Oh, fill me up, you dirty, dirty fuck little man. Oh. Oh. Oh, I'm coming. Oh. Oh, yes. Holy. Oh. 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 Oh, you filling me up. Oh, fuck, you filling me up. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, so much cum. Oh, God. Oh, so much cum. Oh. Oh, I can feel your cum oozing out of me. Oh. Oh. How do you feel? All these years you wanted to fuck me. Your best friend's daughter. And you finally did it. On the day of his funeral. Oh, come on. I think we both need another drink, don't you? Oh.